Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Wisconsin's Morning News, happy Friday to you. Vince is back next week after the holiday. Eric Bilstad along with Adam Roberts.
So Eric, you're a homeowner. You've been one for a while.
Yes.
Out there in Menominee Falls. In fact, most of our Morning News team here are homeowners themselves, except for myself. Been looking at the market after I get married, trying to figure out, okay, what are my options? We hear all the time about how the market has not been kind to buyers. Homes are pretty expensive. Milwaukee is no exception. And, of course, we've also heard about how Milwaukee's trying to fight back against those rising prices, trying to diversify your housing stock, if you will. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new project that is currently underway. It's expected to break ground next year. It's called River Trail Commons. And what's different about this, as I have learned through talking with the person who is starting it, is it's called co-housing. Now, if you think of that term and think, okay, where have I heard this before? You may have heard of what's called co-op housing.
Okay.
Where there's about, you know, a handful of buildings that are owned by a group and then they're doled out to individual homeowners. You don't really own the property. Well, this is a little bit different. So this would be a situation where there's a group of houses and this project has about 40 or so. And each one of them you would own. You would buy that property for yourself. You'd own it. You'd have the deed free and clear yours. But there would be shared resources and shared spaces that you would utilize with your neighbors, essentially. So think about, you know, if you don't own a lawnmower, for instance, or if you don't own a weed whacker, you would share, the group would share your home with all the other homes, weed whackers, lawnmowers. And in this project, there would even be a shared electric vehicle, which I found very interesting because I don't own a car. But for those who also don't, I can't imagine you'd want to go to the clipboard and try to figure out who's got the electric vehicle.
So essentially you share different useful house items with other people that live next to you.
Yeah, her lady is Nola Hitchcock Cross. She's an attorney here in the city and she's also kind of pushing the project. And she described it to me as a way that, you know, you don't always use the things that are in your garage. Sometimes they sit and gather dust. And this way, it'd be a better way to share the resources.
If there is something that needs to be done, you know, it's going to be addressed by everybody. And we're not alone to deal with everything that goes wrong all by ourselves.
Because as a homeowner, I'm sure you know that those little things will sneak up on you, and it's always the thing you least expect.
Yeah, but also, I can mow the lawn whenever I want because I have a lawnmower.
The valid point. I immediately thought of Vince when I was talking about this. Like, I cannot imagine Vince would want to share his mower with everyone in the group.
I can see how that could work, but there would have to be some logistics you'd have to figure out, I suppose.
Exactly. And the other thing I thought of, too, is, okay, let's say you move into this property, and I'm not trying to dig on it at all, but I'm thinking, okay, what if you want to leave? Like, how does that work if all the houses are kind of in a group together? Is selling that property different because of the way it's set up? And according to Nola, that's not the case.
The difference is, though, that the person who's coming in has to be a fit, meaning, you know, they want to be part of the community. They understand what that means. They have their eyes wide open.
Which I guess also makes sense. And I immediately thought of, okay, if you're in a group of houses, think not necessarily like HOA, but similar-ish,
okay,
where
yeah.
someone, you know, maybe has a lawn sign that you don't agree with. Does the rest of the group then suddenly get together and go, John, could you take down the 40-foot-tall Make America Great Again sign? I mean, it's right into the middle of the ground.
That's a good question. See, there'd have to be some kind of bylaw, right,
for things? And I think Nola said there's an orientation process that new home buyers would go through to make sure you're the right fit for what they're looking for. So obviously there's a lot still to parse through. I did a write-up on this on WTMJ.com, and there's a meeting that's coming up next month where they'll share more details for those very questions we just asked.
What if it's like a heavy snow and there's only one snowblower?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tight area. It's in the River West neighborhood, so things are pretty tight.
That's interesting.
Yeah, what do you do if Don lent the snowblower to Mary in house four and said, oh, well, my daughter up the city needed it, so I kind of just drove it to her. Like, now you got to go find the one snowblower.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn more about it, you can text house, H-O-U-S-E, to the WTMJ talk and text line. That's 855-616-1620. We'll send you a link to that. Co-housing, a new opportunity for Milwaukee homeowners coming later, hopefully next year.
Interesting. That's very unique.